Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. It's full love bug season, if you were wondering. I saw a meme just now, made me laugh. Floridians care more about it being love bug season than it being hurricane season, and that's everything you need to know about Florida.
But it's so true.
It's so accurate.
So true.
Joining us now from the Gulf Breeze News, she is the managing editor, Melanie Cormandy. Melanie, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. Okay, we got a fence in a parking lot that is causing a problem. Tell me the details.
Yes. So we've got, if you've traveled through the city of Gulf Breeze, you've seen Harbor Town. It's the office complex right by the sailfish sign. It's also where the Gulf Breeze News is located, but there are dozens of businesses here. They are right next to another business center called the Sea Green Center. Well, traditionally they have shared parking lots, but the owner of the Sea Green Center in Gulf Breeze, last week he erected a fence to prevent traffic from traveling through his property's parking lot. There's a few, 300-400 vehicles that probably travel through his parking lot into Harbor Town and other areas of Gulf Breeze a day, and it's tearing up his parking lot. It's getting very costly. So he put up his fence, but there's actually a dispute about it now because Harbor Town has what's called a perpetual agreement, a deed that states that the Harbor Town Office Owners Association has perpetual non-exclusive agreement for ingress, egress over what the Sea Green Center property.
Interesting. And
it's a perpetual non-exclusive license. So a few months ago, the Sea Green Center's attorney informed Harbor Town that he was revoking the license so that no overflow parking can go through there and nobody can use it for a route, citing the Marketable Record Title Act of 1963, MRTA. And we've reached out to an attorney, and they said that that's a very complicated document, and it's up for debate by many attorneys. So it's inconveniencing a lot of people at this point. It's bringing more traffic onto Highway 98 for people who need to take a left turn, out of Harbor Town.
Yeah.
And it's also bringing traffic to the neighborhoods, at the back of Gulf Breeze.
Okay, just for my own, because I'm looking at it on a map, I know the area well. I always park in that vicinity if I'm biking over to the beach for, like, the Blue Angels or whatever. Where exactly is this preventing traffic from going? Because people drive through Maccabee to get over the other Maccabee, I mean, all the time, and you can't go into Bahama Bay because that part is, closed off. But is that the part we're talking about, or am I misunderstanding?
Correct. So if you're traveling on Maccabee and you wanted to get to, say, Harbor Town to go to Taco Rock or something like that, that is now closed off.
Wow. Oh, my God. That's so aggressive.
Yeah, and this isn't the only instance in Gulf Breeze where, a business has put up a fence a few years ago. Lilo's, the restaurant right at the entrance of Gulf Breeze, they recently put up a fence because customers from the Bridge Bar would park there and tear up their parking lot. So this is becoming a thing in Gulf Breeze now, I guess.
Well, and then Tibet Drive right down the way in Tiger Point had this same kind of thing where it's, if you put a piece of pavement down and people find it useful for traffic, they will use it for traffic a lot. And that's one of those examples of people use. I'm actually, I'm a little surprised. I'm not advocating, but, some people in Gulf Breeze or maybe broader Santa Rosa County might own trucks. And it might be that that fence doesn't last so long. Just accidentally,
I didn't hear you say that.
I'm not advocating. I'm just saying it's the kind of thing that you could see happening. Santa Rosa County School District has figured out, I guess, the teacher pay issue. And I know Carol Boston wrote an opinion piece about it, but what'd they do?
Yes, she did. So the Santa Rosa County Public School teachers are getting a raise. The school board voted 3-2 in a special meeting last Thursday to grant the reoccurring raise after the Santa Rosa Professional Educators Teachers Union declared an impasse. So basically, the divided board, they voted for a 2% recurring raise annually. Like you said, Carol Boston, she did make a public statement about it. You know, of course, everybody wants to support the teachers in any way they can, but she had problems with approving recurring expenditures without recurring revenue.
Right.
She thinks it's going to put the district at significant financial risk. The school district also gave out a press release saying the same thing. It raises ongoing concerns regarding the district's financial condition ratio and long-term fiscal sustainability.
Which could in turn affect, you know, bond ratings and the ability to secure financing and interest rates and all that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Now, I will say on the teachers union side, Steve Godwin, he's the negotiator. You know, he made some really good points that maybe the city is, or the school district isn't being as fiscally responsible with some of their decisions as they could be. So he, for example, he said in 2020, the district had 95 administrators, but with declining enrollments due to COVID and homeschooling and that kind of thing, but now they have 112 administrators. You know, and also in 2020, same thing, declining enrollment, they had 2,045 teachers, you know, but now there's a decrease of 109 teachers. So declining student enrollment, declining teacher enrollment, but more administrators, you know, so that's something that they need to look at as well.
Yeah, it raises your eyebrows for sure. You asked that question.
Yeah.
Hang on for just a second, Melanie. We're talking to Melanie Cormody, the Gulf Breeze News. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect about a 7-minute construction delay and 98 westbound headed into Gulf Breeze. Experiencing about a 6-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Melanie Cormody. The Gulf Breeze newspaper comes out today. Preview always in the morning beforehand. The Oro Beach boat ramp has been scheduled for a long time, and that's supposed to begin soon, right?
Yeah, I like to keep this in the news because people write me about it semi-often. The Oriole Beach boat ramp is probably the most popular boat ramp in this area besides the one on in Santa Rosa Park South. And it's going to be renovated. It's a $2 million project that's funded through an American Rescue Plan Act. And right now, the bids have come in, and they're going to discuss it at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting on May 7th on who to award the bid to. And renovation is expected to begin late summer, August, September, and it's going to take a while. They're getting a new boat ramp. They're doing all kinds of improvements, and the boat ramp's going to be closed for about a year, if not more. So it's going to put a lot of people out. But it's going to be really nice once it's done.
Super popular boat ramp. Mega problems with that boat ramp right now.
Yep.
Good to have it being renovated, but renovation sucks. You know, ask me how I know Highway 98, right? So, you know, like the process of making it better does not make it better right away, and that's the problem. So, wow, a year that'll be out of commission mode. That's unfortunate. All right, Melanie Cormody, she is the managing editor at the Gulf Breeze News. Melanie, thank you so much for the time this morning. Thanks for all the good work the paper does, especially for the heads up about you can't get to Maccabee from Maccabee right now. That's yikes. Anyway, all right, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, see you in the breeze.
You bet. 818 on News Radio 92.3. If you are looking to buy a house or sell a house or both, or maybe for the first time, you know, or building even, you might think, well, why do I need a real estate agent to build a house? Well, you don't need, you know, but it's useful. Well, wait a minute. I thought I just bought it from the company. Yeah, but you want a real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth to help you get the best possible deal. To, you know, sometimes they'll pay for points on your closing. Sometimes they'll provide you upgrades of materials because as a way of, you know, incentivizing it. And you don't know what to ask for. You don't know how much you can ask for, how much you can kind of get away with, but she does, absolutely. And, you know, they don't mind because working with a professional will help, you know, facilitate things in their direction too. Plus, when you take ownership, you want to make sure you get everything the right way. And as you're a normal person, you don't want to be rude, okay? And so you don't want to, you don't know, is that crack a problem? Is that crack normal? Or is that, you know, finishing element? Is that right or is that wrong? Well, she will go through the house with you, blue tape everything that's not right, and make sure you get what you paid for. Because she knows, and she doesn't mind being rude. Because she knows it's what you're entitled to, and that's the point. Kind of human nature and lack of experience works against you. That's why you want a good realtor with lots of experience. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
In the time it takes to watch one episode of your favorite show, you could be approved for your auto loan. While your dinner's in the oven, you could be comparing rates. By the time your morning coffee is brewed, those keys to your new car could practically be in your hand. PenAir Credit Union doesn't just process auto loans. We beam you straight into the driver's seat. Fast approvals, low rates, and easy financing. Apply now at penair.org/autoloans. Federally insured by NCUA.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
You need information. News Radio 92.3.
Can I ask you another question?
Sure.
You probably get this a lot. This isn't the real Caesar's Palace, is it?
Have you heard the... somewhat controversy involving Anne Hathaway recently. You know, she's in the process of making or made Devil Wears Prada 2, right? And apparently on the set, and she got interviewed about this, she, movie about fashion, if you don't know, and Anne Hathaway is, of course, thin and gorgeous. Here's what happened. Here's how she explained it.
I had noticed that we had beautiful models on set, and a lot of them were maybe more traditionally model size. And I knew what the context of the scene was, and I thought the scene would be so much more enjoyable for the audience if we had just a wider range of bodies on display, because all different shapes are beautiful. And so I just went to the producers and I asked that question, don't you think the scene would be stronger if we had a more inclusive approach to size, and they looked up and they were so sad that they hadn't thought about it. I think they were so locked in that they just kind of were going with the flow, but as soon as they saw it, they were the ones who just made it happen in like an hour. So,
you're a good leader. You started the conversation.
Oh, well, it all begins with a question, right?
So we're making a movie about the fashion industry, and in the scene, she notices that the models reflect the, fashion industry, as in thin hot chicks. And she says, can we have some less thin, less hot chicks here to be more inclusive? Because, all body styles are beautiful. And so they did that, and they felt sad that they hadn't thought of it themselves. And as one person rather pointedly noticed, I didn't hear Anne Hathaway suggesting to replace herself with a fatter person. So, also, don't people sacrifice and work and eat deliberately to create the kind of bodies that the fashion industry rewards them for having? You might say they work at it. And if you've ever known anybody who's, real thin, and you can argue that the fashion industry rewards people for being unhealthily thin, but okay, True, but still, they don't naturally have those bodies. You know, you can behave naturally and look like me or John, or you can what? Why do you give me that look?
What are you trying to say?
I mean, if you eat for pleasure and work out as a, you know, not really, then you get what we got. And if you starve yourself and work out and tone and tan and you get what they got. And the industry rewards that. And so all of a sudden, these people who have worked real hard to produce a result and got a job on the set of Devil Wears Prada 2, maybe a big job for them. And all of a sudden, you know, Anne Hathaway and her wokeism comes along and says, I don't like the way that looks. We should be more inclusive of people that the industry doesn't actually hire. Let's put them on the set. You know, because everybody who comes in is a replacement for somebody who had been in before. Like, they fired those models and brought in the other people. Why are you looking at your belly?
Be inclusive, Andrew.
How about, I mean, if we're going to be inclusive, I feel like this might wind up in tomorrow's episode of the Transgressive Memorial Service. But, you know, perhaps we should seek not just to be inclusive of people who are, let's say, less attractive, but what about people who are just less good at acting? Right? I mean, some people are born good at acting and some people are born not good, and some people work at it and some people don't. And I mean, in the end, why aren't bad actresses paid as much as good actresses? Why don't we have a more inclusive acting profession? I mean, right? I mean, if we're going to be consistent and we're not going to care about, you know, capabilities or competencies or, you know, the fact that Anne Hathaway herself is fabulously beautiful and thin, and that seems to have worked okay for her for a long time, you know? John Pickens has traffic on the five.
You say all that, and then you go, John Pickens, let's see if he can do this.
Nobody is beating down my door to get me to be an extra in a movie about the modeling industry. Let's just put it all out there.
Okay. All right. No accidents to report to you, nor delays. It looks like everything is flowing smoothly again. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
But the documentary on 50 over 50 in Florida who still look like they could be 38. The new biopic on sexy radio hosts still is not coming for Andrew McKay. All right, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, today is the final day of King Charles and Queen Camilla's official state visit to the U.S. Before leaving, the British royal couple will attend a farewell event at the White House with President Trump and the First Lady. Church of Scientology building in Los Angeles apparently had to tighten security after a viral social media trend encouraged people to speed run through its halls. The videos showed participants running inside the church's Hollywood locations, dodging staff and security, and eventually being escorted out. The church says it's trespassing and it is dangerous.
Well, I mean, I just think that they were trying to pay less money to go clear. Nobody with the Scientology jokes?
Sounds
okay,
right.
Is this
Sounds
thing
right,
on?
Yeah.
And, look it up, baby. Go on, David.
Country music outlaw legend David Allan Coe has died. He's 86 years old. Oh. His wife confirmed his passing. The cause of death has not been released. Of course, he was known for writing Take This Job and Shove It and recording a lot of his own hits, like You Never Even Called Me By My Name.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 828 on News Radio 92.3. The Trump administration, the Department of Justice, has identified about 400 people that it wants to take away the citizenship of. And you say, well, no. I mean, the people who secure their citizenship through fraud are eligible to have their citizenship taken away. That's literally how the rules work. You don't, just because you manage to sneak in the back door without paying the admission, if we find you on the inside, we kick you out. And also, this doesn't send a message. Amanda Frost, a law professor at UVA, says the message it sends is that naturalized citizens don't have the same rights and stability as native-born citizens. Well, I mean, or it sends the message that fraud doesn't get you citizenship and you don't get to keep it if you got it from fraud. So, yeah, this is not new. Other administrations have done this as well. It's more common under the Trump administration. Stripping citizenship is about, I don't know, I mean, it took place like 11 times on average every year for between 90 and 2017. I think that's what this, I'm trying to read this and it doesn't quite say, I think that's what it says. So, you know, But there's been more cases pursued under Trump. Okay, more than 120 filed in total during the last couple of years. But 7.9 million people get naturalized, so it's a very rare thing to begin with. I actually thought it was a mistake for them to set a quota on this, a target on this, because you can't know how many there would be. But, you know, finding them and rooting them out and, you know, making sure that fraud isn't the way people are citizens, that's a way of validating the legitimacy of most naturalized citizens. That's not a threat to all of them. That's just, hey, you can't get in here by fraud, by lying about you, like faking your identity and things like that, which... that actually disqualifies you from getting citizenship, which can be taken away later if it's discovered after the fact.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Fox confirms CENTCOM Admiral Brad Cooper is joining White House briefings today with plans to add firepower to the U.S. naval blockade that's choking Iran on its own oil. After President Trump warned it's going to get worse for them, they cannot have a nuclear weapon.
Axios reports the president is set to be briefed this morning on military options. Quote, CENTCOM has prepared a plan for a short and powerful wave of strikes in Iran, likely including infrastructure targets, in hopes of breaking the negotiating deadlock.
Fox's Brian Yenis in Tel Aviv. Oil prices pulling back a bit, but AAA says pump prices jumped 8 cents a gallon overnight. Detention hearing for the California engineer Cole Allen, charged with attempting to assassinate the president. Federal sources confirmed to Fox the Secret Service agent shot during the Hilton attempt was hit in the bulletproof vest by the suspect's shotgun, not friendly fire. America's listening to Fox News.
8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Cloudy. We've got 68 degrees right now. We'll get a full look at our forecast from Channel 3 with meteorologist Marion Caldwell. That's up in just a few minutes. Pensacola man is in jail on a DUI manslaughter and vehicular homicide charge. This is in connection with a crash last November that killed a 17-year-old on Highway 29. The Florida Highway Patrol says 26-year-old Terrell Reese was driving at more than 100 miles an hour in a 40-mile-an-hour zone when his Dodge Challenger slammed into a Toyota. This happened Thanksgiving Day of 2025. The teen was ejected and died at the scene. Reese's blood alcohol level was somewhere between 0.09 and 0.16, according to FHP. He's being held without bond pending a bond hearing. Fort Walton Beach man has pleaded guilty to stealing payment card information from customers while he was working in Destin at a Wendy's. Marcus Bernard Clark reportedly photographed more than 200 credit and debit cards belonging to customers. The images were discovered on his phone during an unrelated criminal investigation. Clark now faces up to 12 years in prison. He's scheduled to be sentenced July 16th in Pensacola. Beulah man facing 9 felony charges after the Florida Department of Law Enforcement says he used an artificial intelligence platform to generate child sexual abuse material. 38-year-old Tyler Vanover was arrested on Tuesday at his home on Fort Deposit Drive after FDLE received tips from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children tracing 47 uploaded images to his address. Vanover confessed that to investigators that he used Grok to generate the material and said a pornography addiction led him to do it. He's being held on $150,000 bond. A social media post promoting a Pensacola Beach takeover this weekend has Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons on alert. He says his office is already taking steps ahead of it.
You know, we are going to have plenty of deputy presence there. We're also watching the weather. It's supposed to rain that day, but we're going to be prepared. We're certainly aware of the invitation, and we're going to try our best to have a conversation with this individual.
And the sheriff says investigators have already identified the person behind the social media posts. They plan to contact that person directly, and he says anybody who organizes events that result in injuries or property damage can face criminal charges. He also said improperly parked vehicles could be towed at double the standard rate when that event is scheduled. Well, Ashley Moody's part of a bipartisan effort to stop financial aid fraud. Senator Moody and others introducing the No Aid for Ghost Students Act. She says ghost students are those who use fake or stolen IDs to submit federal financial aid applications and take money meant for legitimate students. Moody said the bill takes common sense steps to verify identity, strengthen oversight, and ensure that federal dollars are not wasted. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's check in with John Pickens, who's got our traffic on the fives.
Still rolling accident-free right now. Not seeing anything to slow you down nor delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast with Marion Caldwell.
Showers likely on your Thursday morning as well as into the afternoon. Temperatures starting out in the 70s and not doing a whole lot of warming up from there, as we will be left with overcast skies outside of any showers that do develop throughout the day. Friday and into the weekend, rain chances staying in the forecast before we dry out Sunday and into the start of next week. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell. We're WEAR First Warning Weather Forecast.
68 degrees, cloudy skies right now. Your next news in 30 minutes. And your money now this hour. Taking a look at our opening numbers on Wall Street. Markets are up this morning. The Dow is up just under 0.75%, 315 points at 49,176.75. S&P 500 up about just under 0.25%, 71,50.48. The NASDAQ also up just under 0.25% at 24,709.872. 10-year bond rate down at 4.39% today. Gold prices up $88, 46,49.50. Silver up $2 at 73.57. Oil's down $2.49 a barrel right now at 104.39. Brent crude down about 3.5% at 114.02. And Bitcoin today is up $800, 76,249.42. Taking a look at a few of our financial headlines for today. Fewer Americans filing unemployment claims than analysts predicted. The Labor Department says it received 189,000 first-time requests for benefits for the week ending April 25th. That represents a decrease of 26,000 from the previous week's revised total. Most economists had been expecting the number to come in at about 212,000 for today. The price of oil surging to its highest level in about 4 years, with the war in Iran now in its third month. The surge comes as President Trump says the U.S. will continue the naval blockade of Iranian ports. Brent crude prices rose about 3% overnight. Again, they were sitting a little over 3.5% higher here a few moments ago. And multiple reports say Anthropic's new funding round could leave the AI company with a valuation of $900 billion. Now, that figure comes as the company is likely to go public later this year. The new funding round is expected to net about $50 billion. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Culver's knows that everyone appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart. Culver's Butterburger is fresh, never frozen beef, seared to perfection, then topped with real Wisconsin cheese and a lightly buttered toasted bun. It's a whole lot more than a burger. It's a taste of home. Culver's, Mobile Highway, Bayou Boulevard, Highway 90 in Milton, and coming in May to Pine Forest at I-10. DoorDash, Uber Eats, and curbside service are available. Culver's, welcome to Delicious.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida today at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
As a business owner, you want less to worry about. You want proven, simple concepts and tools that just do what they said they will do and proof that those tools work. Well, that's ADX Digital. Simple digital concepts that move the needle for your business. Reporting that proves the results and market-leading customer service. And that's what we do.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
You don't always have time to sit and listen.
That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
This question comes to us from my boss, Kevin, our operations manager, suggested this one to him. I thought it was a good question. It was the following. It's kind of a what was I thinking right now? Looking back in the future, what current fashion trend will you think was stupid? You know, because a lot of times you look back at the mullets of the past or, you know, tight roll jeans of the past or, you know, the things you wore or did with your hair. Rat tail. Anyway, things of the past. And you think, did I really wear a bandana on my head in the 80s? Sure enough, did. Some people still do. But, you know, it's kind of trying to look at the things that are being done right now that when you look back on them 5-10 years from now, you're going to think, oh, my God, what were we thinking? 437-1620, 437-1620. I can already tell from the pensive look on John's face that this is a thinker. Sort of by definition, since if he's looking pensive, it's a look up pensive. If you don't know that joke. Anyway, so,
oh, he looks like he's thinking to me.
Yeah, he looks pensive.
No, I think he looks like he's thinking.
Yep. Here's your sign.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love you so much that you went to that immediately. All right, so 4-3. What did you say to me in the break? We have too much fun. Hey, yes. If we make you laugh on the way to work, either with us or at us. Did you snort? Yes. You snorted. Oh. That's one snort for me. Yes, I win. I keep track. All right. What in the hell is this show about? I don't know, Mildred. Okay, so, John, do you have a fashion or something like that that we do today that people are going to look back and say, what in the hell were they thinking?
Do today or in the past?
I know. We're not going back. I'm not asking
on,
you whether
the past is
too
a
easy.
Little bit easy.
Too easy. I want one from the whole. I know it's hard. Look at what we do right now and say, oh, no, that's really stupid. Okay, can I give you? I'll give you Kevin's example.
Okay, yes,
this,
please.
This might help you. He says, people who wear suits with white tennis shoes. That's idiotic. And he's not wrong. That's dumb. And you know they never wear them with, you know, orange, brown. It's always, it's deliberate. It's to stand out. It's to look like you've got, I mean, that's the trend right now is to wear your semi-dress or dress casual. You know, if you wear white tennis shoes with, like, brown khaki, you know, whatever, that's fine. But that's usually not fashion forward. That's fashion backward. You know, that's kind of silly looking. But if you wear a dress pants with a white tennis shoe, oh, man, so sexy. No, it's not. Who told you that? Well, Ashton Hayward did. Okay, all right, fine. But no, it's not. It's the kind of thing he would wear. But it's fashionable now, but, you know, in 10 years, I think we're going to look back and say, mm-mm. So, John, does that help you have an answer?
Well, the only thing that pops to my mind is seeing people in, like, two different shades of green, like a dark green and a light green.
Okay.
Or a dark red and a light red. I'm just like, what are you thinking?
All right.
I mean, you put me on the spot here, but I was going back in
the old brown
past.
On other brown is not really a good choice.
No. Okay.
And that's... I'll give you one for me, and this is harkening back just a little bit for me, but I'll give you the one that sticks out for me right now, the half tuck. The All I can describe them as is like a button-down dress shirt, like an Oxford or something, but it's not always just that kind of shirt. But it has a split in the middle for buttons, and it has not like front tails. Again, I don't know how to describe this, but that you would normally tuck into your pants. And it's perfectly common to tuck them in. It's perfectly common to not tuck them in. The one that kills me every time I see it, like I want to wipe your face like you've spilled all over it like a child, is I want you to tuck in either both of them or neither of them, the half tuck. Oh, my God. It looks dumb now. It's going to look super dumb in 5 years. Oh, Andrew, don't you know that's fashionable? Is it? Okay. 845 on News Radio 9.
Is it really?
Is it really? All right. Well, we got some answers. We'll get to them in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Florida West. Did you know that economic development is about building our economy for all our current and future residents? Presented by Florida West Economic Development Alliance. Let's see here. We're rolling... let's see here. Accident free. Actually, we got a small delay over 98 westbound headed toward Gulf Breeze. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you are thinking about building something, renovating, remodeling, or just fixing, Pensacola Hardware is your place. Now, they are obviously your place. I shouldn't say obviously. If you build things for a living and you haven't gone to Pensacola Hardware and asked them what they can do for you, go to Pensacola Hardware and ask them what they can do for you. Seriously, be rude about it. They don't mind. Just say, you know, ask for Jimmy or Martin or Mansfield and just say, Andrew McKay is always talking about you. I'm sick of hearing about it. What can you do for me? I build houses for a living. And they'll tell you. And then you can decide for yourself. But I think once you find out, it'll be pretty good. But if they, you know, are a place that you're just going to renovate something or to remodel or to fix a problem, same thing. They're just there to help you. Good quality products, good prices, lots of great advice. Ask them for their advice. And they're the kind of place that cares about the community. I mean, they've been here for 175 years. 175 years. That's crazy. The oldest business in Florida. Anyway, but they want to make sure you get stuff done right. And so they'll ask you, hey, have you ever done this before? Do you know? You know, they'll make sure. Not just because they want to get the end result, but they want you to be safe in doing it because sometimes they sell stuff that can be dangerous if you don't know how to use it right. And they want to make sure. Those are good neighbors, okay? Pensacola Hardware, helping people build, remodel, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. All right, back to the question of the day, which is, tell me, you know, we all look back on fashion things of the past and laugh at how dumb we were for thinking bell bottoms were cool. Or, you know, ripped jeans. Still a thing. It shouldn't be. Or big poofy hair or, you know, whatever we did in the past, okay? Parachute pants. But the question is, looking forward, what will we look back on today and think, oh, no, we should have known. That was a bad choice. 437-1620. All right, Deborah says big hair. I think that's more a thing of the past. So I think maybe that's the early answer. All the fake fingernails on the ladies. Oh, yeah, that's funny. I mean, if you can use your fingernails as a spatula, they're too long. Let's see.
A spatula?
You have not been around enough. There are some fingernails out there. Squatted trucks you know, Carolina squat trucks. Of course, that's not so much a... Well, okay, I mean,
it's a trendy, fashion-y.
People are clearly doing it to look cool. You know, they're just doing it to look cool with their truck instead of with their...
I mean, how do you see the road?
No, you can't. They're mostly illegal anyway.
Right.
Somebody says man buns. They look stupid. Yeah, man buns have never looked good. It's a weird one. Wearing pajamas in public if you're older than 3. Yes. Oh, didn't they just pass a rule about that? Escambia County Schools actually had to pass the rule about you can't wear pajamas or something. There's some new rule about the dress code that it might not be pajamas, but it was something in that vicinity, which, yeah, totally agree. That's ridiculous. Wearing sweatpants and hoodies when it's 90 out. Oh, watch it now. Oh, you're talking about all the kids. You're making yourself old.
You are.
No, I agree. My kids are hilarious. When it's 50 out, they want to be outside in the shortest shorts and a t-shirt they can find. And when it's, you know, summer in Florida, they're wearing pants and a hoodie. And I'm like, what? What? This is not a, like, retreat where you sweat yourself into thinness. You're already thin. Let's see. Golden Goose Shoes. Oh, I don't know this brand. Do you know this brand, John? Golden
Never
Goose
Never heard
$600
of it.
For shoes that already look worn out.
Wow.
Okay.
Here, you can
pants
have mine.
Pants around the knees or the thighs or any other body part that's not above your buttocks. Yes. No, I agree with that. Women who wear false eyelashes that look like they could fly if necessary. Well, you don't know what those are for. That's to keep the love bugs out. You know, that's...
Oh.
Or in lieu of a fan, you can just flutter your eyes a bunch and create a breeze. You know. Yeah. Let's see. Brown shoes with the blue suit looks horrible. Oh, that is also a fashion thing. Black shoes, right, with the blue suit. But you're right. The brown shoes with the blue suit for contrast.
Well, if you
is
got two different
trend.
Shades of blue, you know.
You know what I see sometimes, and I don't know, is the people who wear two different socks on purpose. You know,
why
very,
would you do
very
that?
Different socks, like why? A white and a black or a decorative blue and a, you know, whatever. But you don't see people wearing two different shoes. You know it's coming. I should try it.
Unless you get your shoes mixed up because it's 3 a.m. in the morning.
John, what are you wearing today?
Oh, I'm doing correct today, but that doesn't mean
there
that
have
I
been times.
Haven't done it in the past.
You know what? I sometimes think of weird social experiments that I can try just to see what kind of reaction I get from people. I might try the two different shoes one. I might try just to see what happens. I'm, you know, if I get any comments at all or people are like, I don't want to say it. You want to be the one to tell them? I don't want to tell him.
Oh, no, I will say it to you.
Let's see. Nose rings. Gross, somebody says. Man buns on white guys. Why is it only white guys? Pants down so low that the butt's hanging out and showing your underwear
pants
and all of that.
Ground.
Agree with that. We're talking about current fashion or beauty, I guess, trends that are going to look really stupid in 5 or 10 years. Let's see. Holes in the jeans, regardless of what gender you are. Hey dudes. Oh, yeah, I don't get the hey dudes thing. I do not get
They're
it.
Comfortable.
No, I get that's what you say, but, you know, pajamas are comfortable, too. It doesn't mean they look good.
You ain't got none? You don't have?
God, no.
Oh,
no.
Boy.
Listen.
Our poor child.
I'm not 80. I'll say it. Oh, Meg wants in. Meg's here. All right, what do you got, Meg?
Wait, hold on. There we go. Wait.
Is that the right one?
I think so. Hi,
there we
good
go.
Morning.
All right. No, that's not it.
Good
Just
morning.
Put them all on.
Good there morning.
Go. Yeah, go on.
Here I am. Okay, you're talking about things that should go away now.
That we do now that in 5 or 10 years we're going to look back on and realize they were dumb, like, you know, wearing do-rags on our head.
So I was listening on the way
in. Yeah,
and I'm dying to tell you.
Go on.
Lips.
Oh, like exaggerated lips?
Yes.
Lips?
I'm so over
big
the
lips.
The big right. collagen lips.
I just got mine done. Man, why?
They look so weird. And people think it's so attractive. And you're seeing it every
no,
young girls.
It's not.
I mean, everybody.
No.
And what are those going to look like when they deflate?
You heard it from Meg. Grown men wearing skinny jeans and no socks. Oh, no doubt. The skinny jeans are so dumb looking to me. Future fashion faux pas, letting Anne Hathaway direct movies. That's funny. Oh, she was just an actress, by the way. Nose rings. Where'd it go? Plaid shorts. That's funny. Flat billed caps. Agreed.
Oh,
the flat
I can't
billed cap.
Stand them.
Man, I tell you, there's not a lot of things that make me want to reach out and smack somebody, but wearing their bill flat like they ironed it for a baseball. And I know it's whatever.
That's my lid, bro.
Okay, you can keep it.
Yeah.
Let's see. In the 80s, different color Converse Chuck Taylors. Okay, all right. my students already do the thing. They swap shoes with each other. What? Oh, okay, whatever. All the different piercings. Your nose, your cheek, your eyebrow. I think there's a theory here that maybe tattoos will become the thing that people look back on and think was a mistake.
Unfortunately, I think they're permanent.
They are.
So 20 years from now, you really want to have that?
I mean, I see a future maybe 5 years from now where, like, finding a girl that doesn't have tattoos is going to be the exotic thing. You know, like, that'll be your right. unicorn. Find somebody that doesn't have body markings or piercings. Let's see. I already did the two different shoes thing accidentally. Long eyelashes that you can take to a fight with so you can combat. That's funny. I thought there was one I was going to tell you that now I cannot remember. So, yeah, no, I did the half tuck, and that was my main one. I got it out of me. So, all right. 8:53 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Pensacola. You don't have to drive to 30A or Destin to get a wonderful beach house. Casa de Luna on Pensacola Beach is over 5,000 square feet with 9 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms, a private heated pool, and big wraparound porches for 26 adults. It's built on sand level, so grandparents, toddlers, and anyone with mobility issues can enjoy the beach without climbing flights of stairs. Host a family reunion, milestone birthday, or small beach wedding, and keep everybody under one roof instead of scattered in hotel rooms. Right now, they're featuring special staycation pricing for local residents on available dates at Casa de Luna. Call 850-485-7222 to check dates and ask for local rates. Again, 850-485-7222. See pictures and link to the comprehensive VRBO listing. Go to CasaDeLunaPensacola.com. That's CasaDeLunaPensacola.com.
Tune into Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than just investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC, registered advisors.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details. News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Meep, meep.
That was my homage to Meg's lips comment. That you can say that these women with the collagen lips have Roadrunner lips. That they can flap and make that sound with. What, too strong? Too much?
Well, that was good.
It paints a picture. All right, Avon.
Maybe.
I just feel like now every time Meg sees some woman go, with the big old fake lips, maybe. She's just going to...
Oh, my goodness.
John Pickens has rescued me. John Pickens has traffic on the five.
That's right. Brought to you by Home Outlet. Home Outlet Pensacola. Home remodeling for every budget with savings on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more. No accidents to report to you right now, but 98 westbound coming into Gulf Breeze. Experiencing about a six-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, I thought this was kind of an interesting story. Remember talking the other day, Wall Street Journal had a story out that people are not talking. They're not using as many words these days because we do things through texting and it's not the same. And, you know, our ability to engage with other people has gone down. Our happiness as a response of our engagement with other people has gone down, that you might find it annoying to talk to the other person, the clerk, the teller, the whatever, but that actually is part of being human and it makes you happier. Well, interesting. This story that I saw had to do with small talk. It was at The Guardian, who's the science editor. It was Ian Samples, the science editor at The Guardian, which is a UK paper. And basically what they said is, you know, most people don't like small talk. Most people find it either annoying or difficult or obnoxious or boring or whatever. A lot of people, myself included, says Elizabeth Trin, a PhD candidate in management and organization at the University of Michigan. Go Blue. It's all right. I grew up in Michigan. Went to U of I. A lot of people, myself included, cancel small talk. We dread networking events and we assume that certain topics like the weather or commuting or our daily routines won't be interesting. But people underestimate how interesting and enjoyable conversations about boring topics will actually be. The study of 1,800 volunteers showed that when you engage in small talk with people, though most everybody either dreads it or tries to avoid it or will say about it that they don't like it, the truth is that people who have small talk, boring, dull conversations with people about all kinds of things from, you know, the stocks to the weather to veganism or Pokemon or whatever you're talking about, is that... you actually feel happier and you enjoy it. So consistently, it's more enjoyable than you expect. And people, this is published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, that having those ordinary, real boring conversations with people are better than not having them. And we tend to avoid it because it's the kind of thing, there's a term for this called pluralistic ignorance. Pluralistic ignorance is the psychological term of believing that you're weird and everybody else is normal, or you're different and the things you think are true are different from everybody else. But this is, and so you internalize it. You believe that it's bad. And so in this case, you probably don't even like small talk anymore because you have talked yourself or believed yourself into everybody doesn't like it. But the truth is you actually enjoy it. And other people do too. And they don't sit there and think negative thoughts of you. They enjoy it too. So we just need to engage in it more. Too hard to explain. Anyway, it's almost like doing math on the radio, doing psychology on the radio. But there you go. So conversations with your spouse. I have a lot of boring conversations with my spouse. That's how you make a marriage last 28 years. It's little interactions that don't matter a whole lot, but it's a lot of those interactions and getting to know a person, and it's good for you. Local talk.